Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, daf Chaf Aleph, as we started the fourth parak last time, parak Acholetz, and we got into sugyas of what happens if there's a chalitza done when she is mu'uberes, right? We're supposed to know and wait, as we said at the end of the previous parak, the 3 months of Havchana, the 3 months of separation to know who is the father of this child, and what happens if not? So here, what if there's a chalitza done at the time that she is in Mubera? So the Mishnah says you basically have to wait. You have to find out if the vlad is a bar kayama. So then it is a meaningless chalitza because, after all, there was no chiyuv of yibum in the first place, yibum chalitza. And if the vlad is not a ben kayama, so then that was a good chalitza, and there's an iser krovim. We said there's an iser of krovas chalutza, and there's a psul lekahuna. We said this is only a bidiyevet, obviously, but lechatchila, it shouldn't be done until later. Why shouldn't chalitza be done while she is pregnant? Bimanavshach, just do it now, and either it's a good chalitza or it won't be a good chalitza. So the Gemara has 2 days here. We did one of them. The first day of the Gemara quotes is Shelo Rabbi Yochanan. Shelo teit sricha kruz lekahuna. The issue is, if you do a chalitza now, and it's up in the air whether this is a important chalitza or not, whether it's significant, and if it is significant, then she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen. And if it is not significant, then she will be able to be married to marry a Kohen. So you're not going to know. Maybe somebody is going to hear about the chalitza, but they're not going to hear that the woman had a baby. And then there's going to be issues with her marrying a Kohen in the future. People are going to think she is a chalitza, she's not a chalitza. So that's why it's best not to do it. Don't do the chalitza until you know for sure. That was number one. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Oshia said the same thing. Second to last line, Chaf Amabes. Tani Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia has a brisa that says a second day. A second day, again, why is it that we wait to do chalitza until after 3 months, until after there's no issue with knowing whether she's mubaris or not? So Tani Rabbi Oshia, may ain yivami. Well, we say that the part of the Lashon that said at the Chalitza ceremony is there's a refusal. There's a refusal to do Yibam. Me'ein Yivami. So we say, Es she'omrim lo yabeim, omrim lo chalots. It goes together. That person who we say to do Yibam, we tell him, do Chalitza, meaning one or the other. And in this case, Et she'ein omrim lo yabeim, ein omrim lo chalots. And if you're anyone who is not told to do Yibam, then he's not told to do Chalitza either. And in this case, before 3 months, there's no yibam being done. And if there's no yibam being done, so then there's no chalitza being done. You can't do a yibam within 3 months, because that's you can't take that chance, right? If she's pregnant, then it's eishes ach, it's her kares. So that is why they go together. So 2 days of the Gemara, what the reason is chalitza, why chalitza is delayed, either because issues of kruz lekahuna or issues of yibam chalitza go together. Maybe this is a remez to the that shita that Rav Yochum Fischer Perlau says is Rav Tzadik Gaon shita, that yibam chalitza is counted as one big mitzvah, again against the Rambam, against the Chinuch, against most Rishonim that have two separate mitzvahs for yibam chalitza. But the remember, it's always hard to know with Rav Tzadik Gaon because it's just a poem. And Rav Yochum Fischer Perlau wrote a whole 3 fat volumes explaining each word. He gets 15 pages. But he assumes that the way you read it, that he quotes from other Gaonim, that it's one mitzvah, either or. But it's counted as one of the 613. So lines like this aren't machria, but it kind of fits into that idea, that Yibam Chalitza always go together. The lines of the Gemara of Kala Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza, again, it doesn't prove, but it's a smach, a little bit. That chalitza is only done, should only be done when yibam is done. Because again, if it's one big mitzvah, then that makes sense. Ma nafik b'beneil, ma nafkamina. What's a nafkamina between these two reasons of whether, issues of kruz likahuna or issues of, me'ein yivami and yibam chalitza always go together. So, the nafkamina is, what if she's already psula likohen? So then there's no issue of saying, oh, we have to figure out if this is going to be a chalitza that affects her. If she's already psula l'kohen, then she's not going to marry Cohen anyway. So, haisuk sheirav and his chalala. What if she's a chalala? Right? Kagon amana l'kohen gadol gush chalos l'kohen hedyon. Right? If she is a chalala, again, amana l'kohen gadol, and grusha l'kohen hedyon is a chalala daraisa. Right? Chalutza is durabanan, according to what we paskin. But either way, if she's a chalala, so manda amar shalot date sricha kriz lekahuna, according to the opinion that you wait in order that you don't, she won't need an announcement to whether she can marry a kohen or not. Vizu hove in a sricha kriz lekahuna chaletzes. This woman doesn't need. She's already asura to marry a kohen, so therefore she'd be able to do chalitza within 3 months, and then just wait and see. Manda amar esh omer mol yabeim omer mol chalots. But according to the second reason, in a chalitza, she wouldn't do chalitza because you can't do yibum, so therefore you can't do chalitza either. Period. Chalatz bitoch shlosha chadashim. What if she did chalitza? Right, well, our Mishnah talks about she did chalitza b'diavad. She did it within 3 months. So what if she did it within 3 months? Chalatz bitoch shlosha chadashim. Mahu shetei tzricha la'alach shlosha chadashim. Are we going to make her do another chalitza after 3 months? Would we make her do another chalitza after 3 months? What's the issue here? Says the Pnei Moshe, right? Maybe there's a fine and she didn't do it in the best time possible when she was supposed to do it. So, would we make her do it afterwards? The Kerbet Aida adds in a line, maybe this is only according to the opinion, the second opinion we just said. Esh omrim lo yabeim, omrim lo lachleitz, which is a more fundamental, substantive reason. You know, yim and chalitza always have to go together. So maybe you did chalitza too early. If it's just about an announcement, it's probably not as needed, to do the chalitza again. But that's the question. Do you need to do a chalitza after 3 months if she, had it done? And some say, let's see. So let's learn it from the following Mishnah. A Mishnah later on here in Yevamos. Kitana shecholtza. We already had yesterday a little bit. We spoke about, the katan that did, yim. So kitana shecholtza tachlot mishatagdil. A katana that did chalitza should do chalitza again when she becomes a gedola. That's what the Mishnah says later on daf samach tes amid beis, all the way towards the end here, right? If chalitza, anything about chalitza, if you have a guess, it's in the 12th parak, right? Parak mitzvahs chalitza. So there, the Mishnah discusses all different details. A cheresh that does chalitza, a katana that does chalitza. So it says that katana does chalitza. Tachlos vishatagdil, v'imlo chalza chalitza sa, according to our girsa, kshera. That's what the Mishnah says, over there. Again, there are some other girsos that have a different girsa, but a katana that did chalitza, she should do chalitza again, and if she didn't do chalitza again, the original chalitza is kshera. So the Gemara says, Rimana amar lastam. Rimana said this anonymously. Rabbi Yitzchak Breder of Chia, Mati ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Meir he. This is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir is the Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir's shita, and that says what? Rabbi Meir he. Rabbi Meir amar ein chol. What's Rabbi Meir's shita? That a katana shouldn't do chalitza. Why shouldn't a katana do chalitza? Ein cholzim v'lo v'miyabed es haktana shema timasei islandes. Remeir holds. Remeir says in Kol HaTorah Kula chayshidan l'miuta. We're choshesh for minority chayshidan l'miuta, and therefore here, if you allow a katan, a katana, be involved, so sriz islandes, maybe she's going to become an islandes. Then she's not shayach to the world of yibum, as we said earlier in the Masechta Asher Teileid Pratla islandes, and therefore. If she's an islandist, right, with carbonada, nimsa pogim be'erva k'shem yav, she has yibum, but there's no chiv of yibum if she's an islandist. Therefore, it's eishas ach, right, uba chalitza, ikalamechas l'tzarasin. By chalitza, there's a chshash that, what about her tzara? What about her co-wife? She ain't chalitza's islandist, but there's a sarasa. Right, if she is an islandist, then her chalitza didn't work, and therefore her tzara wouldn't have been able to marry out. So Rameer says, you just don't do it. So that Mishnah is based on Rabbi Meir's Shita, and the Gemara ends off by saying, and therefore, just like you see over there, the Mishnah, Daf Samach Tes, she does another Chalitza, right? It's just a Chshash of Rabbi Meir Chayshin L'miyuta, but she would do another Chalitza, Chanami, Afal Pisha Chalitza Choletzes. Here too, we will say, even though she did another Chalitza, we would say she should do another chalitza. The pashas of the end of this gemara seems to say that she's doing another chalitza. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Hey has a diak from a brisa that you don't need to do another chalitza. It's machlokas b'chaber and the Rama. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, this is discussed there. The Rama quotes it, and the Beis Yosef discusses it. So that is that. So that's a case of chalitza done within 3 months. And b'dieved we say, do it again, but it works if it was done. Rabbi Yudin boy, chosla mu'uberes v'hipila. What about this case? A similar case, not exactly the same. You did a chalitza was done when she was pregnant, and then she has a miscarriage. Then she has a miscarriage. So it ends up that there's no child. And therefore, there had to be a chalitza, but at the time that the chalitza was done, she was pregnant. Says, if you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, chalitza muberes v'pila, ad hashta irinan, b'chalatzla tokimol, up until now, we've been talking about whether, if she did a chalitza within 3 months, and it comes out she wasn't pregnant. Okay, then we say, it might work b'dieved, and you just did it too early, you should have waited. Vizbara, shalohaisa muberes. T'kahai gavna, maskina de chalitza sakshir d'yeved. That's where the chalitza is kasha b'dieved. You did it within 3 months, and it ends up okay. She wasn't pregnant. The hashta misafkali, but now the Gemara wonders b'chalatz lakshimu beres v'ipila. What if the chalitza is done when she is pregnant and then she has a miscarriage? Is that worse? Is that worse because at the time that the chalitza was done, she was pregnant, right? The earlier it was a chashash pregnancy, and we say b'dieved it works. What if she was pregnant? Ma dahavadai dahani lechalitza l'posel l'kahuna ula osra al krova. Right. For sure, the chalitza works that she can't marry a Kohen anymore and there's a psul krovim. Our question is, does it matter who lashuk? Does she need another chalitza in order to matter who lashuk? So that's the question that is there. So, Nishminim and Adol, we're going to learn it out from the following brisa. The brisa takes us to the rest, of the Amud, almost. But the brisa is as follows. Haresha meis miniach hazisha muberes. A man dies and his wife is pregnant. Yachol teisu kugol liyabam. You might think, that, oh, there's a chiyah of yibum. Why? Because at the moment that he dies, he has no children. Right? So you might think there's a chiyah to do yibum. No. Tama lomar, velo yimachesh shemo b'Yisrael. What does the pasuk say in Kiseit say? You know I have to do yibum so that his name is not blotted out. Velo yimachesh shemo. Es shemo machui. Only someone whose name is blotted out and erased and no remnant or trace. That's who has a chiyah to do yibum. Yatzazesh, ain't shemo machui. But this person is not. His wife is pregnant. His name is not Machui, right? He has a fetus there. Yachol, so you might think, skip the next two words, Yachol te muteres li'inasei, so you might think, oh, okay, if it's a chiv of Yibam, but he has a child. So you might think she could get married right away. She can marry out right away. If she is, if there is a pregnancy. Tamalomer, no. Lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, right? To be make him the brother's name. Adsha teda. What do we darshan from that? In ben kayama, in lo, in a ben kayama. You have to know if it's a viable baby. So, she, doesn't have, we do say that, we had a havamina that there's a chiv of yibam, there's no chiv of yibam yet. And we have, could she marry out? She can't marry out yet because you don't know if it's a viable or not. Yachol af eisha saris te tzricha liyibam. You might think that even an eisha saris, the wife of someone who cannot have children, is also subject to yibam. Tamalomer, no. Same words, v'yimachesh shmo Yisrael, right? So that his name is not blotted out as she'ein shmo machui. Someone who's in the parsha of having his name to continued, that's where there's a chiv of yibam on the brother. Yatzazeh she'shmo machui, but this one doesn't have, there's no havamina, right? It wasn't going to, his name wasn't going to be continued based on the previous brother, and therefore there's no chiv of yibam. Yachol omer sarasa muteres lihinasei. You might think, in this case, what is this case? You might think that Sarah can marry. What does that mean? So again, the Mefarshim explain, if the Yavam was with the Mu'uberes, what if the Yavam did Yibam? So you might think, well, either way that Sarah can marry out. Why? Either the baby is not going to be viable, and therefore this is a good Yibam, or the baby is going to be viable, and then there's no Chiyav of Yibam in the first place. So you might think that the Yavam, that Sarah, right, is allowed to marry out. Yachol de Tzarasa Muteres Lihinasei. So no, we don't say that. Why? Because according to says Yivimto, but Nipsis Muberes, because we have the Brisa that says if a person does Yibam with his Yivama and it comes out that she's Muberes, add in the Girsa, Harezu lo tinasi tsarasa. Her tsara cannot marry out, right? That the Yibam of a pregnant Yivama does not poter the tsara, even though we might say Mimanavshach. It should poter the tsara, because again, either way, either Yibam was done or there's no need for Yibam. But the Brisa Kedidah says no. So therefore, why is that? Why can't a Tzara marry out if the Yavam did Yibam? that one of the brothers did Yibam, and it happens that she's pregnant. But either way, so the other co-wife would say, either you did Yibam if the child's not going to be viable, and I'm free, or the child's going to be viable, and then there's no chiyuv in the first place. So why can't she marry out? So we had this once before in the Masechta. Kemodata amar tsarasa lo tinasi, acha teida b'mei muteres. She has to know which mechanism she is allowed to marry out for. Is it because there's no chiyuv of Yibam, or Yibam has been fulfilled? Right? She has to know which one. Tidekamehi muteres im bi'ibur im b'biya. Is it because of the pregnancy, and therefore there is no chiyuv of Yibam in the first place, or it's the biya that there is Yibam fulfilled? Right? The special din. A woman has to, she can't say, well, either way, I'm good. No, it doesn't work. She has to know, interesting, why this should be, but the drasha is that either way, she has to know why she is marrying out. Af b'chalitza kein, so too by chalitza, so too chalitza's mu'uberes is compared to the yibam of a mu'uberes. Chalitza p'tur, ubiya p'tur. Chalitza allows her to marry out, and yibam allows her to marry out. Just like you say it by bia, so too you say it by chalitza. So that's why we have that parallel. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us has it as a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, right? The Gemara here just quotes it as as one shita, right, that the chalitza muberis is not a chalitza, right? We say we said if there's a chash of muberis, so then b'di'evit it's okay, and maybe you should try to do it again. We said avisha chalitza choletzes, but if she's pregnant, right? This was the added question. What do we say? Chalitza is muberis. So it seems like the maskana here is that it's not a good chalitza, and really this is machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds it's not a good chalitza, where Rabbi Yochanan says it is. So you might think, oh, we always pass on Rabbi Yochanan. Not. The Gemara says this is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Laman Ham Beis and Yevamos. One of the three exceptions to the rule that we pass on like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. Right? We pass like the Talmud over the brother-in-law, the Rebbe. But it's interesting. The Gemara there quotes Svaras and Psukim. Skaras and Psukim, right? The Gemara there says, "Hacholitz lemuberes vihipila." Rabbi Yochanan Amar, again, it has to be that she had a miscarriage. If she didn't have a miscarriage, then obviously the chalitza was meaningless, and if the baby is a viable baby. But what if there was a chalitza done during pregnancy, and then it ended up the baby wasn't viable? So is that chalitza a good chalitza? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Ainet sricha chalitza mina achen." She doesn't need another chalitza. Rish Lakish Amar, "Sricha chalitza mina achen." Need another one. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Itzar Chalitza Menachin Chalitza's Muberes Shma Chalitza. It was good. Ubias Muberes Shma Bia. Reish Lakish Amar Tzvi Chalitza Menachin Chalitza Muberes Lo Shma Chalitza. Ubias Muberes Lo Shma Bia. B'maika Miflagi. B'yisem Ekrei. B'yisem Svara. We're just going to quote the Svaras. What's the Svara? Why is Chalitza not good according to Reish Lakish when she's pregnant? And Rabbi Yochanan, yes. B'yisem Svara. Rabbi Yochanan Svara. Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay. Why? Im Yavo Eliyahu V'yomar. Right, the ha'iabra mapule mapla milav bas chalitza v'yibam hi. If Eliyahu Navi would come and say she's pregnant, but it's not going to last, right? It's not a viable pregnancy. Wouldn't we say that she could do chalitza now if we had nevuah that this wouldn't be a viable pregnancy? Sashtanami tikle mis l'mafreya. So now we know l'mafreya once it happens. So interesting lashon. If we would know, so then it would work now. So it works retroactively. Reish Lakish amar tikle mis l'mafreya lo amrinan. No. You don't say l'mafreya. Would he say that Eliyahu Navi would be enough? Right? Would he say that Eliyahu Navi would be enough? Or he kind of sounds like you don't say l'mafreya. Meaning you would say Eliyahu Navi, fine, if you knew right now. But you wouldn't say l'mafreya. You might say makra, and then the machlokas, b'apsukim, yachon and savar, uben einlo, amar achmana, v'halesle, uben l'maisa, he has no ben, v'shlaka savar, uben einlo, ayein alav. Right? Look if there's anything here, and there was something there at the time. So that is the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we pass him like Reish Lakish here, which is how the maskana is of our Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar. We get into a different, sugya, Chosha Mishpat a little bit, and then we'll get back to our Yevamos. Shmuel Amar, Zachin, switch the base to a lamed, Le'ubarin. Shmuel says a person could be Zoche something on behalf of a fetus. I want to buy something on behalf of a fetus. I can. And the fetus owns it. Right? Zachin le'ubrin. Rebbe Elazar Amar ein zachin le'ubrin. Rebbe Elazar says no. Rebbe Elazar says you can't be zocha for an ubar. Right? The ubar is a Davar shelo bala olam. Right? You can't buy something, be zochet to something on behalf of somebody who's not here. So, zachan le'ubrin. We'll see the Rambam soon. Amar Rav Yossi, avagav de Shmuel amar zachan le'ubrin. Even though Shmuel says it works, modu v'hu shiyatza roshu rubu v'chaim. It's only if he turns out to be viable. If there's to be viable, so then we say that the Uber can be, zochet. It, does that mean it's, the kinyan only is chal later? Or now with a tznai. Look at the language of the Karban Eida. Mode de lo kana ad sheyetzi roshi ruba michayim. Sounds like the kinyan only happens then. Sounds like from the, Gemara that we're gonna have soon that no, it happens right away. It's just with a tznai that he turns out to be a bar hochi. As we'll see. So dimas nisa, but isn't there a raya from our Mishnah? Right? Acholis li vimto, meaning that the baby has to be viable. That this limitation of Shmuel's din. Why? Because acholis li vimto v'nimsis muberes. Right? Our case. Right? What does our Mishnah say? You figure out if it's a bar kayama or not. So by Shmuel too, just like by Hilchas Chalitza, Hilchas Choshem Mishpat, you figure out it's a bar kayama. Kamo dat amar taman, just like you say over there, switch the word to ben. Ben hula mafreya, just like you say over there, meaning in our Mishnah, just like you say, once the baby is born, ben hula mafreya, lo naga ba chalitza. And if there's a child, then the chalitza was meaningless because there was no chiyuv of yibam in the first place. So just like you say that over there. So too, v'hacha, so too Shmuel would say, you could be zocha for an ubar, ben ulam afreya, v'hu sheyizke, right? It's a ben ulam afreya. It's a child as long as he turns out to be viable. Good. Machlokes, Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. So taman tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, in Baba Basra, ha'omer, im yol de'ishti zachar, if my wife has a baby, a boy, yito mana, he will take a mana. I'll give him a mana. Yolda zachar no tamana. Im nekeva matayim. If I have a girl, so then 200. Yolda nekeva no talas matayim. But what does that sound like? That right when he's born, he gets it. So it sounds like, right to Shmuel, that you could be mizake for in ubar. So answer, Rabbi Elazar amar lo amar lebeno. No. There's a difference between if it's anyone else or his son. If it's his own son, so then we say, even Rav Elazar would agree, Zachal Ubrin. Zachal Ubrin. Ha'acher lo. Not nobody else. Right? This is the language of Chazal. Asu es she'enu zoche kizoche. Really, it shouldn't work. But we say it works by a son. Why would it work by a son? What's the difference? So the Pnei Moshe here quotes, on the side right here, why would it work by a son? And the Gemara is going to say soon, it only works if he's on, you know what, let's do the next line first. Rabbi Yossi amar filu acher, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even it works for anybody, I agree with Shmuel. Al daiti de Rabbi Elazar, ubilvad shchiv meira, habari lo. Even Rabbi Elazar who says it works for a son, that's only if he's on his deathbed. If he's on his deathbed, so then it could work for the son. So habari lo, not for a healthy person. Why? What's the difference? So now, the Pnei Moshe says, because really it shouldn't work, but we have different rules, midrabanan, for a shchiv meira, we don't want him to have tir fadas. We don't want him to like be upset at the end of his life. It might cause him to die faster, right? So therefore, we allow certain like kinyanim, cutting corners with usual ma'isa kinyanim. So that's what the Pnei Moshe here says. The Bereisha daito shel adam krova libno chashashu shema titrov daito. Maybe he's just going to he's just going to lose it if he knows that he can't give something to his son. Right? He wants to give it to his son, his fetus son. Right? His son is not born yet. Right? So therefore, we say that it works. Right? It gets to the issue of, assuming that this is just the Takana Drabanan, right? If before we got to this line, if you would have said there's an exception for the son, you have to know what exactly is the reason of Ein Adam Makna Darshal, why can't you give it to a unborn fetus? Is it a umdana issue? It's a das issue. Meaning we don't really think he's giving. We don't really think deep down that he's wants to give it to an unborn fetus. Or do we say, no, it's a Maisa Kinyan issue. He has full das. But you can't do a Kinyan with somebody who's not here. Right? The same issue is asked by an, Davar Shelo Bala Olam, by an item. I want to sell you fruit that are not grown yet. So, Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam. So why is that? Because I don't really think that I'm serious. It's an umdana das issue. Or is it a Maisa Kinyan issue? I'm fully serious. But you can't do a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. And the makna davar shelo bala olam. All these are similar. The Rambam puts these together. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, he says kishem shein ad makna davar shelo bala olam. Just like you can't be makna something that doesn't exist yet. Kach eino makna limi shelo bala olam. You can't be makhdeh to somebody who doesn't exist yet. V'afilu ubar, harihi kemishal abal olam. And even a fetus is ke'ilu, not here. V'amizakel ubar lokana. That's the Rambam, that's like Rebbe Lazar. Mizakel ubar lokana. V'imhaya bino, ho v'daito shal adam krova itzel bino kana. Says the Rambam, but if it's a son, it works. End of halacha. What does the Rambam not quote? Shchiv meira. He doesn't quote that limitation. He just quotes bino. Ho v'daita krov eitzel bino. The Magen Mishnah says v'yesh omrim the dafka shchiv meira aval bari lo v'yesh she'ein mechalkin v'zed dasa mechaber. So the Rambam makes no distinctions. So it sounds like it's fundamental that it's a daraisa maybe that a son is different because das is krov eitzel bino, which means according to the Rambam it's not a ma'isa kinyan problem. If it's a Maisa Kinyan problem, so then there's also a Maisa Kinyan problem by a son. If it's a Das problem, so then he could say, you know, there's more Das for his son, stronger Das for his son than he would for anybody else. That's important that our Gemara has the Shchimi, rather Rambam does not quote that. Okay, so it's limited according to Rabbi Lazar, who says Mizakel Uber Lo Kana, but a son would work, and only if it's a Shchimi Ra, and also only Ubovan Metaltalin, but only by Metaltalin, because that's what the mission is about. And we say basically Ein Lucha Boy LeChidusho, or the Karban Eide here quotes, it's easier to be Makne Metaltalin than it is Karka HaKargoslo. Fine. Matiza Pliga Rabbi Lazar, the following discussion is also, it's against Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar who says that you can't be mizake le'ubar. Look at this case. A ger, meaning a person who has no relatives, halachically. So he dies, and all of his stuff was taken by people. And then finally, they're like, no, he has a son. Or his wife, he has a wife who's pregnant. So you got to give back all his stuff. You took all the stuff because you thought it was Hefker. He was a ger without relatives. You got to give it back. Hakol chayvan lahachzir. You have to give it all back. Why do you have to give it all back? Because this fetus was konet, pashtus. You have to give it all back even if his wife is pregnant. Because pashtus, because there was a kinyan. So ma'avel Rabbi Lazar, what does Rabbi Lazar do with this source? This source seems to say that it is konet. Answer. Shan yehi hachas shehu b'no. No. This is his son, meaning this is Yerusha. This isn't just being makne mizake on his behalf. If he really has a son, even in utero, so he could, Yerusha is different, right? A child could be kona something bitam Yerusha, even if he's 2 years old, right? Midaraisa, it's his, right? So don't ask me kashas on Yerusha. So the Gemara says, okay, the seifa pligal Shmuel. Well, the seifa of that same discussion is against Shmuel, the other way. Menada derabiosa, because the following, hechziru akol, what happens here? What happened if everybody took everything and then they returned it? Because they heard, okay, fine. He has a son, he has a pregnant wife. Hezira called Acharkach Mesa Ben Oshipila. But then after they returned it, then the son died or she miscarried. Kolakodem Achrona Zacha. So everybody could go get it now. Right? Barishona Lo Zacha. But the first Kinyan, we don't say it works. But 1 second, according to you, Shmuel, that you could be Mizake for an Ubar, and then Memela, if there was no Ubar, then it should be my kinyan. Afila Barishona Yiske. Even the first people who took it should be Zocha. Right? Lochein Amar Rabbi Yosef Avagav the Shmuel Amar Zocha Leubrin. Right? Didn't we say that even according to Shmuel it says Mizaka Leubar Modehu Vashiyatzar Rosh of Ruba V'Chayim? That's only if there's a viable baby. Hareino Ben Kayama. If he's not a Ben Kayama, so the original kinyanim should work. So why do we say that? Oh, all the people get it now. What if the people who got it originally should get it? Answer: Amar Yisrael Bar Lazar Mishum Yeish. You're right. It worked. They had it. They had it, but then they gave it up. You're right, they might have given it up betoas, but they had yeush. Right, when they gave it up, we assume that they gave it up. Okay, they had in their das, okay, I'm done. You're right, it's yeush betoas, but it was a yeush, and therefore that would be good enough. And mistama, this is what some of the achronim I saw in the back talk about, the Tel Torah, and mistama, it was no longer in their rishus. There's a big sugi in the Rishonim, the Ramban, about yeush bershuscha. Right, whether he says yeush b'shusha doesn't work. What happens if I'm looking for something for many months and then I gave up? Right, yeush usually is kona, but it's really under my bed. I was been looking for my watch for months. It's under my bed. Is that yeush work? Somebody could come into my house. Oh, you had yeush on the watch. Great, and he comes on under my bed and takes my watch. Does that work? The Ramban says, of course not. Yeush b'shusha doesn't work. Bamitzia, the Ramachamas and Bamitzia. So that's a big discussion. Why not? Yeush is yeush. Why does Yeush not work? So there's a lot of lumdus in Yeush. Rav Soloveitchik's lashon was Yeush is hashlamas shame avud. Something is lost, and Yeush is mashlam the shame avud. If it's in your rishus, you can't be mashlam the shame avud. It's in your rishus, right? That's Rav Soloveitchik. There are other pshatim about what Yeyush is. But that's the big discussion. Rabban Rav continue. Rabban the Kesar Nebchi Bar Va B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Nasan Chazer Ba Rabbi Lazar Min Masisa. Switch that gear, sir. Rabbi Lazar was Chozer Bo. Rabbi Lazar was Chozer Bo, and he agreed that you can be Zoche Leubar because of the following the Mishnah, the end of that Mishnah, Bava Basra. What if he says the Zachar is going to get a mana, the Nekeva is going to get Matayim? What if he says he's having twins? And if he says if it's a Zachar, if it's a Nekeva, so im Zachar mana, im Nekeva Masayim, Bechulu, and what did it say there? The Zachar gets this, the Nekeva gets that. But one second. Rabbi Lazar, what did Rabbi Lazar answer before? Oh, sons are different. But here's a son and a daughter. So Vinekeva, switch the girsa. Gabe ben lavka acherhu. If somebody has, wouldn't want to give the, like Yerusha, wouldn't he want to give it to the sons? And if there's a daughter, he wouldn't. So, but here you see, it's not just a son and a daughter. We don't assume, at least in the Gemara's Umdina, that son and daughters are equal. And a person's das is not krova eitzel bito, like krova eitzel beno. So because of that problem, Rabbi Lazar was like, okay, I'm stuck. And therefore he was chozer bo from his shita. Tony Bar Kapara, the Gemara says, one other shita, uben yomo zachemo. No, if he's one day. If he's one day old, he can be zoche, but not a fetus, according to Bar Kapara. Let's just read the Mishnah. It says through the Mishnah. Again, there's a lot here. Hakoni says, Yivimto, but it says, Muberes v'yolda. Like we said, if somebody lives with his Muberes, he does Yibum, and it comes out that she's pregnant, and she has a baby. Bizman, Shavlad Bar Kayama, if it's a Bar Kayama, and therefore what he did was an Isser Daraisa, Isser Karis of Ashes Ach. So then, Yotzi, he has to divorce her, because he's married to Eishas Ach. V'chayev ha-karbon, he's chayev ha-karbon chatos. He didn't know. V'im ein avlad shal kayama, but if it's not viable, you can, then he can stay married. Savig be'tishol arisha mitshivalach. But what if he didn't wait, and you don't know? You don't know. Who knows? Maybe nowadays they can do DNA evidence. But you don't know, who's the father. So what's the halacha? Yotzi, so it's a Savig Eishas Ach, so he has to divorce her. Savig living with in sin every time. V'avlad kasher, the vlad is kasher. Right, because why is la kasher? Because suffik mamzer is kasher, as we'll talk about. Mamzer vadev lo mamzer suffik. V'chayavin b'ashem talui. He doesn't know if he did a sin. He's chayavin b'ashem talui, as we know the rule is, whenever a person had they did an aver b'vadai, they're chayav a karban chatos. If they're not sure, they're chayav in ashem talui. So maybe we'll talk about ashem a little bit at the beginning of the next year, but we will stop here.